Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty. Royalty, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Motivational Classroom. I'm your host, Harut Seven Oracle.
Some know me as Keith and Boyd. Guys, we're going to get straight into it, okay? I'm a little early. Sister Myra, Black Magic, the lecture link for today is going to be in the show notes, guys. We are in an interesting time on Earth. You know what I'm saying? We are in interesting times on Earth. There is a lot of shit happening on the physical as well as a lot of shit happening in the spiritual. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just going to let Sister Myra, you know, Brother Rich and Sister Myra, they are a great duo. Again, the clip to subscribe to Brother Rich's channel, guys, a lot of great information. I pull a lot of lectures, been pulling a lot of lectures from Rich's channel for years, you know what I mean? I just did one. Raw Rising Information is a new feature this season, guys, where I pop up during the week. I'm not committed to doing it every week or every day, but, you know, through this season and then going forward, you will see the Royal Rising Information. And I did one this Rising with Brother Joseph and Brother Rich, which was amazing. So please be sure to go back and watch that, listen to that, excuse me. Amazing podcast, guys. Your mind is your one. That's how I ended that one, because everything starts within you, you know. So we are, it seemed like everything is being amplified, you know. If you were already, I was already healing, you know what I'm saying? So this healing is nothing new with me, you know, so it's just being amplified, you know. So whatever your deepest intentions are, whatever your roots are, those things are being amplified. So are you for the lightness or are you for the darkness? And remind you, we just moved out of the age of Pisces, which was very dark, and we're moving to Aquarius, which is very light, you guys. So it's kind of like, which side of the scale are you on? Is your heart light as a feather? You know what I mean? And one thing for sure, you cannot buy energy and you cannot hide from your mirror when it comes to energy, because guess who's on trial? We're all on trial. And guess what? You cannot lie to the universe, unfortunately, as much as us like a mask, and you gonna find out. You finna fuck around and find out. How about that? You know what I mean? So, hey, whatever you do in the shadows, whoever you really are, whatever brotherhood you really are part, you know, and there's no shade to nothing or nobody, what anybody does, but your intentions at your root are going to be amplified. That's it. You know, it's nothing I'm doing. This is universal. This is cosmic. So without further ado, let's go ahead and see what Sister Myra has to say about it, baby. Look, there is no party until Sister Myra comes through and let us know what it is. You know what I mean? So, hold on, guys.
You guys, I just saved 40.
Oh, pardon the ad. Yeah, so it's Black Magic 363. Magic is spelled M-A-G-I-K. So I just had it. I listened to it this Rising. I know I did. Here we go.
Yeah, to make a hit.
Okay, here we go, y'all. And I'll be back to close out.
Peace, family. We should be live right now. Peace to everybody out there tuning in. Definitely appreciate y'all waiting. We are now live. We're about to get started. Well, a lot of y'all like the title, right? Yeah, it's going to be a great show tonight. It's going to be a great show. Sister Myra has been dealing with this topic for a while, and we're in the perfect time to receive this message. So what I want to do before I bring the sister on, I want to get to a few commercials, and then we'll get started. Make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you tell your friends and family we are live. We're going to get started in about 1 minute, family. Be right back.
Welcome to the Sacred Tree. This is Starbucks Jewelry for the Collective. All of our pieces are spiritually downloaded, handcrafted, and created with the love and healing powers of all set. We pride ourselves on using nothing but the best crystals, 14-karat gold, and sterling silver to highlight the conductivity of this alchemical process. So many superpowers for us to tap into, and the crystals are here to help you. Always say whatever crystal you choose, it chooses you at the same time. It's a symbiotic relationship. So feel free to tap into the sacredtree.life, see what we have to offer. Wow.
It's a numero visual.
Y'all. Okay, it's still going, but something
happened.
Hold on, y'all.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Check now at 347-496-1022.
More action, more excitement, more everything.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Across space.
Step right up and step off the train.
The land before time.
Welcome to America.
All the freaks are here.
All you have to do is take a promise.
And stay on your grind.
Give it to me, I'll give it to you.
30,000 megawatts of power, baby. Radiating your soul.
Sign right here on the dotted line.
Come on, get you some free.
I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, before exiting the train, please leave your valuables, diamonds, rubies, and pearls in the cabinet that Jason will give them. The Pussycats and the Jackals, you can leave them with me. I love America, it's such a beautiful place. yes, young, yes, little girl.
Has anyone seen my 42 laws?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not responsible for lost articles and things.
Oh.
Okay, so whenever he say a key word, everybody just shout on cue.
That's not silence.
Your copy of Kayla TV in the Forest on Amazon today.
All right, family, we are back. Shout out to the Sacred Tree of Life. I think the first ad was that brother. He got that Tiger's Claw of Shiva. He got some good pieces. So shout out to that brother. I definitely want to get some stuff from him. Sister Myra, welcome back to you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh man, good to have you on here.
So we're always glad to be on, Brother Rich, and let me shout out to you, your royal audience, and, you know, I always neglect, I always forget, but I want to return my shout out to Brother Rod Hayes. He is really doing a lot of good work. I am really vibing with his material. He's putting in place pieces that, you know, are coming together for a bigger picture for me anyway, so I wanted to give a shout out back to him. I guess you want me to just get started or?
Well, let me just say something real quick because I know you're about to go off.
You know, once I get started,
I know the queen about to go off. The people, they ready. We almost got 1,000 people in the chat already. Let me just say this. There's so much. So, yeah, shout out to Rod Hayes, my brother Rod Hayes. Love and light to that brother right there. Amazing brother. Sister Myra, before you get started, it's just so your message. And I said this when you came on my program last year. Your message is so important for the time we live in right now. And you've been talking about this for quite some time in the cosmic royal family, and you talk about daughter earth and everything that's happening, and you could, what you talked about, we could feel it inside our heart and soul right now. We feel it. We don't hear you, we feel you.
Yeah,
that makes your message so powerful. So with the passing of what just happened in England, you know, people are wondering, change is coming. You know, everybody's thinking about times is changing right now. So I'm like, this is the perfect time to get you on here and talk about the resurrection of this royal cosmic family. Sister Myra, with that being said, you could go in, and I just come toward the end with some questions.
Okay. The thing is, whenever I'm asked to do public speaking, once I get the topic, then I look at the energy. So definitely we're going in on Virgo, okay?
Virgo. That's me. I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, I know that.
Talk about it.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what we have to do now. It's time for us to step up, you guys. We're stepping up to a new level, which means we have to step up in the way we see things. Now I can start looking at things holistically, which means combining energy. I'm an energy master. I'm talking energy, vibrations, okay? And it's time for us to step up our perspectives. One of the reasons I call myself a holistic is because I don't believe in 12 individual kinds anymore. I believe in 6 axes of energy. Wherever you balance opposites is where you create the whole, holistic. And if you're not looking at it holistically, you're seeing a part of the whole, and that's always going to be the illusion. So we got to start stepping up and seeing things from a higher perspective. And that starts with the balance of opposites, okay? Balancing opposites. We're now being influenced from what I call from the highest vibrations of the universe. We're being influenced from what I call the 3 crosses, those 3 cross levels. The cardinal cross, Aries opposite Libra, Cancer opposite Capricorn. The 6th cross, Leo and Taurus opposite Scorpio. And then we have the immutable cross, which is Gemini opposite Sagittarius and Virgo opposite Pisces. So you see Virgo Pisces is the last aspect of energy. out of the six axes. But you have to put the two halves together to see the whole. And so the first six signs is going to represent the physical half of the astrological cycle or spiral. And then the second six signs are the spiritual half. And that's how we're balancing. We're the individual vessels. Anytime you're dealing physical, you're dealing individual. So we're the individual vessels that can now take our vibration to the highest levels of energy in the universe. And that is identified most prominently through the four elements. That is where we tap into the highest four components of what I call the royal family of energy. The royal family is those highest vibrations, the four elements. And we're the individual vessels that can tap into that vibration and channel it and manifest it at ground level. That's what we're stepping into now as the new rulers for the Aquarian Age. Aquarius is always the sign of evolution. So it's time for us to evolve to a new level. And like I said, the first six signs represent the physical half. So when we enter Aries, the cardinal fire, which will represent the prince, anytime we're dealing with the fire element, we're dealing with the sun component. S-O-N, individual, and S. UN at the planetary level, because we're dealing with many, many levels from one end to the opposite end, from the lowest to the highest. You know, as they say, as above, so below, as within, so without. Everything is about the balance of opposites. That's the key to everything in the universe, balance. So from the individual vessel, and as high as you can take that vibration, and that deals with the four qualities of those four elements. We have the water element, the mama component, compassion, and love. We have the fire element, the sun, passion, desires, all the way up to creative powers at the highest vibration. I don't know why I get to blinking here. And then we have the air element. That is the that is how we think, and that is how we tap into the highest vibration of righteous thinking. And then we have the earth, which deals with character, values. So as high as we take those vibrations individually, as high as we can spiral it back to us. Everything is about the balance, opposite to opposite reflection. So, that being said, when we came into Aries, the cardinal fire, the prince, that was bringing the energy. That's the first sign in the physical half of this operation. Aries is a sign of spiritual warfare. So that means a spiritual warfare had been activated as we enter Aries in this cycle of energy. Aries brought this, opened up the stage for spiritual warfare. Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. The domain Aries rule. Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. The cardinal fire, the fixed earth, and the mutable air. Okay? So, bringing warfare from the to the physical level. And once Aries had released this energy for warfare, spiritual warfare, at the physical level, then he passed the baton to the next cardinal sign, the queen, Cancer, okay? The mama. Anytime we're dealing with the water, we're dealing with the mama. Now, Cancer by itself represents what we call Kali Ma energy. Kali Ma, the ferocious, vicious mama, you know, about protecting her family, All she cares about is her ancient melanated universal family. And she rules over Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Okay? So we got Kali Ma on her own in Cancer. But anytime you put Virgo, excuse me, you put Leo and Virgo together, you have Sekhmet. Sekhmet is one of the most ferocious energies of the universe. They can only release her at the end time in her thirst for blood, and they have to trap her back into captivity once she's done her job. So, in the physical operation, Aries brought the energy of spiritual warfare to the table. Now Mama's about to serve it up. And that's when things really get disruptive. We get into that section of that astrological cycle. We call it the second quarter. Aries is the first quarter, and then we got Cancer activating the second quarter, which is the complete half of the physical half of the operation. And so Virgo, that's what we have to really focus on right now in context to what's happening overall. Because that's the one that's going to wrap up everything that Mama. And Cancer represents, looking at the cardinal signs, we think that the royal sign, Aries, cardinal fire, the prince, Cancer, cardinal water, the queen, Libra, cardinal air, the king, and Capricorn, cardinal earth, the princess. So, the spiritual warfare is now reached the Virgo stage. Virgo is a sign of cleansing, purification. This is why Virgos are so meticulous when it comes to details, because they can leave no stone unturned as they hunt out all impurities to cleanse and purge in order for us to heal. First, I want to say we have all the signs in us. Most people only pay attention to their sun sign, but you need to pay attention to all the signs because we're holistic people, and it's about balance. That's key to everything in the universe. It's balanced. You have all the energies, no matter where it shows up. Your sun sign is what you came into this lifetime. This focus, the energy we wanted to focus to in this lifetime. So now it's time to identify with where Virgo and how Virgo is affecting you in your energy. This is the energy of cleansing and purifying in order to heal. Now, all earth elements, which is Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, all earth signs are the energy of healing. But in particular, Virgo of the earth signs. We call it the harvest sign, the virgin mama who cleanses and purifies the Leo sun. We have, and so a false values to the physical half of this operation. And once you're cleansed and purified of false values to this matrix, that is how you're now ready to ascend above the horizon line into the spiritual half through Libra, where you now can get into a balanced and righteous and equal partnership with your own spirit. First sign in the spiritual half. Okay? Cleansed and purified by the Virgin Mom. So we're in the warfare now under Mama's auspices, Mama's domain, the queen. Everything is about opposites. You have to know that. That's the Aquarian age. So as we see this reality falling, we have to know automatically in opposition, spiritual reality is rising at the same rate we're seeing the physical reality falling is the same rate we have to know we're rising in our energy vibration to step up in an opposite reflection, you know, to what we have now completed. But a lot of people don't understand about energy. It has to unfold through a negative and positive polarity. No pain, no gain. To the same extent the pain will be the same extent the gain. What they don't understand is that you have to complete one half before you activate the opposite response in equal measure. In other words, energy only can go 180 degrees before it has to be balanced out with the opposite 180 degrees to complete a 360-degree spiral. Spirit is spiral. What goes around comes around. The head has been made the tail, and the tail is being made the head. We're getting a reversal. So as we see the divide of the physical royal energy, understand that's just a reflection of us stepping up to our royal powers. And what a fitting place for this to happen than in the Virgo energy, because it's showing you where we're being cleansed, purified, in order to heal in our wisdom. It's the sign of wisdom. I actually look at Virgo as the Christ child, actually, because it's from Virgo that we get spiritual domain, like I said, through Libra, now cleansed and purified, and can get a partnership, an equal partnership with our own spirit and come to our individual Christhood. What we're dealing with is many, many levels, from one end all the way up to the opposite end. So the first level, individual. An individual balance with your own spirit, your own partnership in your own spirit, which means we've done our half. The physical half is where we do the sacrifice and struggles. We're the sacrifice and struggle half of this operation, and not just this lifetime. All the sacrifices and struggles for all our lifetimes, and even the sacrifices and struggles of our ancestors. All that is now ready to be tallied up so that we get full complement in opposite spiritual return, in spiritual reward and spiritual empowerment. So this is what we're seeing on a major global scale. We're seeing the physical royalty and its demise of our rise in time for our ascension to the next level, to a new level of spiritual rulership. This is an infinite process of transformation, regeneration, and evolution of spiritual rulership. And anytime we get into the Aquarius age, that is the point of evolution. Aquarius is the sign of evolution. Each one of us has taken a purpose and a mission when we were energy beings, and we decided what purpose we wanted to contribute to the fulfillment of this highest universal royal purpose. And we've been mastering for many lifetimes to do that, to bring that mastery to the table in this final lifetime before evolution, so we can all make our own unique contributions to a new creative rulership that is now ready to blossom. So we're there. We're here. We've had all We said all the points. And now it's time for us to step up to the authority of that royalty. Aquarius is the sign of the humanitarian. It's the sign of I know. So now, and its opposite sign is Leo, the creative rulership, a new creative rulership, the evolution of a new creative rulership as you balance Aquarius with Leo. However, in order to step up to that rulership, you have to know your power. You have to know you're a ruler in order to activate that rulership. But now, it's not enough just to know anymore. Now we have to walk in that knowing. It's a difference in knowing and walking in the knowing. And it's time for us to step up and begin to walk in the authority of our royalty. The universe is not saving the world right now. It's only identifying who qualifies to step up as a new ruler. There's two prerequisites that judges do by to identify who does step up as a new ruler. Everyone is stepping up. Everyone is going to evolve. Earth is going to evolve. Daughter Earth is going to evolve on all levels. Right now, however, the universe is identifying who qualifies to step up as a royal ruler in this new rulership. And there's two criteria, and those two criteria that you're judged by is, number one, you have to be secure from within, from the internals. You have to be secure internally. You can't look outside yourself through your ego to step up to this rulership. Security is internal. Earth and water are internal. Air and fire are external. Air and fire is the masculine half, where earth and water is the feminine. Everything did start matriarchal. All colors come from the color black, the original black mama universe. Why our ancestors came out as the original rulers. They had powers to fly. They could breathe underwater. They could talk telepathically with each other, the animals, the plants, the universe. And we still have those powers. However, they're subconscious, not of the conscious reality. The conscious half is the external. The air element represents the conscious reality, Father's domain, the air element, Father's spirit. This is what's significant about Virgo being highlighted right now, because Virgo, opposite sign is Pisces. Pisces is the sign of the subconscious. That's where we enter into our Akashic records, our ancient memory, a reconnection to our ancestors, and the powers they have. All right. So this is how we access that, through Pisces, or the energy of the subconscious. And our subconscious has been polluted in false beliefs, programmed in this illusionary reality through doubts, fears, and guilt, which has polluted us moving our spirit out from the subconscious or our ancient memory, and we're moving our spirit out from doubts, fears, and guilt. So that is why we're getting the Virgo on the opposite end, which is cleansing and purifying. of all the things that has perpetuated individually our doubts, fears, and guilts. So it comes together collectively as a purification and a cleansing for clear access to Pisces, our subconscious, reconnecting to our ancestors and the gifts and the powers of our ancestors. That is what we're getting in the balance between that sixth axis of energy between Virgo and Pisces. So this has been a major cleansing operation because there has been a 70-year reign in opposition to what we're here to accomplish as we're stepping up to a new rulership, a new humanitarian rulership out of the abuse of power spiritually. Multitude of sins physically, one sin spiritually, and that is the abuse of power. I don't care how much power you're given. Are you going to use it abusively or are you going to use it righteously? This is how we're being judged by the universe. In order to use it righteously and not give in to your ego, you have to be secure from within. Earth and water are internal. Earth deals with your security. Water deals with your emotional happiness. Mama, the water element, speaks to us internally through how we feel. And that is from our ancient memory, because she is the ancient of ancients when it comes to energy. She's the source of energy. All vibrations come from Mama Universe. And she passes that scepter down through Daughter Earth. All souls come in through Mama Universe and are manifested and materialized through Daughter Earth. So she talks to us internal through how we feel from our ancient memories. Mama is the magical component. Mama magic. First two letters of magic is Ma. Your father deals with logic and reason. They are opposites, air and water. Conscious mind, subconscious mind. Neither one's higher or lower than the other. It's got to be a balance between the two. But we've just completed the half of the masculine half, the air and fire, father and son. But the universe is about balance. That's the key to everything in the universe, is balance. If there's a father, has to be a mama, daughter, the internal. That's where our true magic comes from, the soul realm. Others don't have access. Well, they only have air and fire working in their behalf. Like the specialists. They're specialists when it comes to air and fire. And we're like the general practitioners. We have to have our feet on all four in the engine, signified by those four elements. And it completes balance. If it's not balanced, it's not whole. If it's not whole, it's not real. You're only looking at an illusion when you're looking at a part of the whole. So we are the holistic people, and we have to step up now to our holistic purpose. This is the lifetime to do that. We have masters individually, each lifetime. And because we completed one life mastery in one lifetime, it took us to the next lifetime. So we continue that mastery to the next lifetime, then to the next lifetime. All the way up into the Aquarius age, where it's now time for evolution. We've balanced on enough levels for our evolution, and of course the opposite, through low, the evolution of a creative rulership. There's a connection between Leo and Virgo, because it symbolizes, like I said, Mama's domain, the queen, in the warfare now, getting down to the nitty-gritty. So we're saying queen against queen. And mama's ammunition has to do with Leo and Virgo. Like I said, combining them is where we really segment at. And when we put Leo and Virgo together, you have the Sphinx as well. Body of the lion, Leo, the power, and the head of the woman, Virgo, wisdom. Power guided by wisdom. Power without wisdom is futile. So this is the energy. And we're on the last cycle, you guys, for evolution. That's why we're going to see an enhancement of everything that's been unfolding through these cycles of energy, through many, many lifetimes. It takes many lifetimes to fulfill a universal purpose. That's what we're doing now. We're fulfilling a universal purpose. So you have to follow, if we start with Leo, that represents the creative rulership. And Cancer, like I said, activating this creative rulership, which is, has to be cleansed and purged of all the impurities, which are the values that we've attached ourselves in this physical illusion. This, when you put Virgo and Leo together, you have, it's now time to supersede the ego, Leo, and open the heart, also Leo, to the value of the one of wisdom. That's what time it is. Superseding ego and opening the heart to wisdom. That's what the space is representing. And this is the rulership as we on the physical end, as the physical vessel, cleanse and purify of false values to this physical end of the operation where we make our sacrifices and struggles. That is when, that is the rulership that is to be fulfilled. We always fulfill to the opposite. So we're going to fulfill the rulership where we've been cleansed and purified. It's all been an alchemical process, you guys. That is the fulfillment as we moved out of the Piscean age, the opposite of Virgo, into the Aquarian age, the opposite of Leo. So this is the time for the fulfillment of a rulership. When we've completed this official struggle half of this alchemical process. Energy only unfolds through a negative and positive polarity. No pain, no gain. To the same extent, the pain is the same extent the gain. As bad as it's been, it's as good as it's about to get. We had to complete.
Nice, you're online. After a long week of telling people how Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you don't pay for what you need.
Is as good as it's about to get. We had to complete the sacrificial struggle half. Virgo being the last sign in the physical half, spiritual warfare that Aries activated. So now is the time as we're crossing over to the opposite return on spiritual reward and spiritual empowerment as we're stepping up to a new rulership out of the abuse of power to a humanitarian empowerment. And time for us to step up and recognize who we are as holistic beings. Aquarius is going to demand that. I know. Leo, creative ruler. I know I am a creative ruler in order to step up to that rulership. You don't know it, you don't have it. I know I repeat myself a lot, but it's such layered information that we have to continue to reiterate, you know, as all these levels start to unfold. And, you know, it's the perspective we're at as to when it really begins to have meaning. You may have heard it over and over again, but not until you get to a certain place that you'll hear it with the meaning to really understand. That is the whole thing, is understanding. As I talked about those lifetimes, when we mastered in each lifetime the purpose we chose to contribute to this larger universal purpose, each lifetime, I always say, represented a piece of puzzle, one piece of the puzzle. And you didn't understand that piece of the puzzle, but your master would help through your spirit. And that gave you access to the next lifetime where you continue that mastery and added another piece of that puzzle. And this is what continued on and on and on in spirals until we reached the Aquarius age. And we did reach that in 2013. 13 is the highest vibrational number, 13 cycles. So we reached that Aquarius age where we're now bringing our final pieces of mastery, puzzles, to the table in contribution so that we can now see the bigger purpose or the bigger picture that's been unfolding for many, many lifetimes. Putting those final pieces in place to fulfill and complete this evolutionary process. This is an infinite process, transformation, regeneration, and evolution of rulership. Whenever rulership gets so stagnated and corrupted, that is when the Aquarian Age evolves us to a new level. The planetary ruler of Aquarius is Uranus, and that's about sudden and abrupt explosive changes, unique changes. So it disrupts the status quo of a corrupted and stagnated system of rulership. And now all our systems of rulership have become ultimately corrupted to a global level, a global corruption, a global agenda of corruption. But the wonderful thing about that is that the next phase after the global level, planetary, and that's how we bring Big Mama in. Because the planets are Mama Universe's children. The second prerequisite to qualify as a royal ruler, or how you're judged as a royal ruler, and that's only a Zion factor, a small mustard seed, not the way of the masses, the way of the few. The second prerequisite, and there's only two, is you have to prove to the universe that you will not abuse that power, that you will use it righteously. Because as our predecessors abused their powers, they screwed up the world. We abuse our powers, it's going to be detrimental to the universe. So this has all been an alchemical process to teach us how to use our powers righteously before we could truly be endowed with those powers. This is the whole story behind Osiris, Asar, and Seth. I've already told that story where he cut into those 14 pieces And it's now time for the resurrection. That's the collective empowerment that we're stepping up to. Because if you follow the astrological cycle, that is what you will see. Like I said, starting with Aries, the spiritual warrior, bringing the spiritual warfare, the energy from Sirius, our ancient power, to the physical manifestation in that warfare. And now Aries, the cardinal fire, the prince, has passed the baton to the queen, the cardinal water, Cancer. And so now we're getting ready to complete that half where we're purged and cleansed, the last phase, Virgo, the rinse cycle, where we see the major destruction, and we just saw a major destruction. Rulership based in ultimate corruption, a 70-year reign that contributed to all of the colonization, everything opposite of what we're stepping up to in a new humanitarian rulership. Pisces, the opposite of Virgo, is the sign of compassion. Everyone has to be included that have been the outcast and the neglected of society. That's why Pisces represents the hospitals and the prisons. Everyone has to be included in this process before it's completed. So when we go from Cancer, when we go from Cancer to Leo, Leo, the sun, planetary ruler of Leo, is the sun. So whenever we get the sun, that's exposure, everything being exposed, nothing left unturned when it comes to full exposure. And this being the last cycle before our evolution, it's all being enhanced now. So everything being exposed in this corrupted rulership. All the systems of the world, political system, especially the medical system, the entertainment system, the news media, the educational system, and every type of system you can think of is fully corrupted. What we're looking at now, as we look outside of ourselves and down, is not real. And whatever is real has been staged for the benefit of your, and that is how we energize. Through our focus, which is your sun sign, Leo. And in order to get through, and I know it seems like I'm jumping around, but I come up with different points as I'm saying these things, because in order to get through to that cardinal water Cancer, you have to get through the Gemini gateway. Gemini is the sign of discernment, being able to discern between the physical illusion versus spiritual reality. This is the point in the metaphysical movies when you see the warrior, Aries, going through the twin towers, and if he doesn't go through those twin towers in full discernment, you'll see the beam of light come out, strike him down. bones all around the gateway. That's the Gemini gateway of discernment. We have to now be able to discern what's real. Spiritually, this is what's false in the illusion. In order to get through to that cardinal queen mama, the water, Cancer, Polly Mom, because, like I said, if she senses you're about to pollute her family, she's going to mess you up first and ask questions later. And we actually step into the power through Leo. So we have to get through Mama, Cancer, Polly Ma, before you can access your Leo power. So the Gemini gateway demands that we understand the true reality, spiritual versus this physical illusion. Again, at a part of the whole where you've been programmed in false values in this illusion. As I constantly repeat, the mama bird is trying to push the baby birds out of that proverbial material nest so they can find out they can fly. They've been liberated. They no longer have that yoke of materialism keeping them grounded in this physical illusion. I often have told the story of the how way back when I lived in Atlanta, between 1989 and 2004. So when I lived in Atlanta, there was this news story about a woman named Cherry Shibro, and she was on life support, and her husband wanted to take her off, and her parents wanted to keep her on. So they went to court. And then George Bush Jr., the president at that time, came out to support keeping her on life support. And that's when my antennas went up. Like, why would the president of the United States be concerned about whether this woman stays on life support or not? And so the universe is nothing but a perpetual answer, just waiting for the question. And the answer I got was that her name was Terry, which is symbolic of Terra, or materialism, being propped up through an illusion, the life support, but it's not real. The value is not real. And the husband won the suit, and they took her off the life support, and she died. And in the same week she died, the Pope died, the father of illusion. We're dealing with symbolism. Whenever we're dealing with the spiritual language, it's always got to be symbolic, not literal. That's what we got to step out of, that literal way of thinking. That's their forte. Ours is conceptual, symbolic, collective, spiritual. Spiritual is the collective. So, in other words, once materialism dies, then so does the illusion. No more manipulating us through materialism. Now it will be through brute force. That is what was symbolic of that. And we're already seeing signs of that when it comes to, they say, even in the Bible, they say in the last days they're going to be throwing money in the street because it has no value. And we're very quickly approaching that, reality. So the mama bird is trying to give us the practice to step away from our dependency on that material power, because material power is opposite spiritual power. So breaking our dependency so that we can discover our access to the powers we now have through spirit, and how we can tap up to the highest royal vibrations of the universe. We are the vessels that can energize into manifestation and materialization from the vibrations from that royal family of energy. So the heir, righteous Father Spirit, the Father component. When more than one is called in my name, so shall I be Father Spirit, because you have to pool energy to create spirit. Spirit is always a combination of energy. That's why we don't see it instantly, because it has to unfold. It has to connect the dots. It has to bring all the pieces together in fulfillment before it can demonstrate its work. Spirit does not work in fraction, the collective. So Father Spirit, the air element, the air always deals with the mind, how we think. So that's how Father Spirit speaks to us. Righteous Father Spirit speaks to us through how we think. His job is to create a righteous collective mindset. And then we have the fire, like I said, the sun. Our desires, our passions, but the highest vibration of the sun are the fire powers. And then we have the balance with the earth and water, the internal, the feminine. Like I said, everything started matriarchal. All colors from the color black, the original black mama universe. Matriarchal, when we had our ancestors, had their powers and their gifts. But spirit is spiral. So it spiraled around from the nature oracle half to the patriarchal half. And when we get into this current age, it comes full circle. Time to balance on both halves. Father spirit, the conscious reality, your mama's soul, which is reality. And as those two energy components come into equalization, we're talking about, if we're looking symbolically, we're going to look at the solstice as the father and the mama. Because when we're planetary, at the planetary level, and the father would represent Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, and then the mama would represent the moon, the ruler of Cancer. And as these two come into balance, remember you have to complete one half before you activate the opposite half. And we've completed and mastered on the external, the masculine at this time. So that has been completed. And now we're going to activate the opposite response from the feminine half, the earth and the water. The internal, come back to our antiquity, full circle, spirit is spiral, goes around, comes around. So it's time to come back full circle, pin in what we think until we have equalized the water of what we feel from within. Father speaks to us external, through the mind. And mama speaks to us internal through how we feel, but from our ancient memory. Father tells us where we're headed, how do we move forward and fulfill our spiritual purpose and destiny, as mama tells us where we came from, our ancient lineage, our antiquity, our ancestry. So now we've come back full circle. Mama speaks to us, like I said, from within, through how we feel. She works the magic. First two letters of magic is Ma. Where Father, the air element, is just the opposite. He is, he deals with logic and reason, knowing, understanding. And then the fire is our passion, so knowing and understanding what we do with our passion, our desires, what we do with our power. Where the earth and water, the internal, the earth, our security, our values, our healing, our character. That's the earth element, the daughter component. It's not Mother Earth. It's daughter, just mother to some people. But for us, as universal people, that's daughter Earth and Mama Universe. That's understanding the nature of their relationship. Mama Universe, daughter Earth. You got, we're dealing with the earth element, we're dealing with the daughter component. And we're not talking male, female, we're talking masculine and feminine, which is internal and external. Masculine, external, air and fire, feminine, internal, earth and water. So being secure from within, that's the earth element. When you're secure from within, then you're not as prone to look outside yourself through your ego and be manipulated by your ego to be used as a tool against this universal purpose. That's something you have to go internal. That's how we rise through those chakras, the kundalini, to that crown chakra, where we make that connection to Mama Universe. That's the internal. The Mama Universe. That's the internal vent. And so being secure from within, the earth element. And we're on the second phase of that with the Virgo, cleansing us and purifying us of all the things that have perpetuated our doubts, our fears, and our guilt. Because those are the three things that keep us grounded in the illusion. And that is their whole role to do right now, is to keep us distracted and focused outside and down in this illusion. We can't be walking in fears right now. We can't be acting as victims. If we're trying to qualify as new rulers, we can't be a tentative ruler. We got to be secure in our power of rulership. That is purity from within that is necessary to stabilize us in the right values and the right character, because the second half of that royal family, like I said, is when we get into the spiritual half, now we're dealing with the cardinal air Libra, as we went from Leo, our Cancer, activating Mama's rulership, to Leo, the resurrection of the sun, or the resurrection of our power as the sun, to Virgo, where we've cleansed and purified of all the false values of this illusionary reality in order to ascend above the horizon line into the spiritual domain, because that's where we get to the equinox. We deal with the solstice with Mama and Father and Mama. Saturn the Father, Capricorn at the winter solstice, and then Cancer, the Moon, the Mama at the summer solstice. Now as we go up that horizon line into the spiritual half, the first sign in the spiritual half is Libra, the cardinal air. So, now we're at the equinox, because the opposite of Libra is Aries, the cardinal fire, where it becomes the son and the daughter. Those four components, Mama, Father and Mom, Mama, and then the son and the daughter, Aries as Mars, and the daughter to Libra as Venus. Because when we get above the horizon line into the spiritual house, anytime we're dealing with spirit, there has to be a combination, remember. There's a pool energy for spirit. So when we look at the cardinal, Libra and Capricorn, we're dealing with Libra, we're dealing with the father through the air element. However, we're dealing with the daughter through the planetary ruler, Venus. Then as we look at Capricorn, the cardinal earth, we're looking at the daughter through the earth element, and we're looking at the father through Saturn, its planetary ruler. So those two cardinal signs represent both father and daughter, father and daughter. And then at the cardinal physical half, you have Aries, fire, and its planetary ruler, Mars is fire. And we have Cancer, water, planetary ruler is the moon, water. So that's singular in that water element. You can get no higher bar as identifying energy. Everything, every deity, every god, every archetype, they're all going to fall under one of those four elements. Every last one of them. One of those four elements. The mama, the father, the son, and the daughter. And that's what we're doing now. We're completing a half of sacrifice and struggle. Energy unfolds through a negative and positive polarity. No pain, no gain, but you have to complete one half, and then you'll see the equal response in equal measure. Wherever you have sacrificed and struggled is only a prelude to what is about to blossom in opposite return in spiritual reward and spiritual empowerment. It's time to step up to a new rulership out of the abuse of power to a humanitarian empowerment. And before that can happen, we have to be cleansed and purged of values that we have been programmed to believe is real in this physical illusion. And that is Virgo's job, to cleanse and purify us of those false values so we can heal in our wisdom and make our ascension to a higher purpose that we've been mastering. And everyone has something to bring to the table in that mastery and contribution. That is the importance of understanding that you don't blend energy, that you have to harmonize energy, because everybody has a unique purpose to bring to the table in contribution to the whole. And it's about being holistic. That's going to step us up. We've got to step up and see things now holistically. That means both sides of the coin. And a lot of the presentations, you know, I've gotten some feedback in how some people have felt, what can I say, they felt upset about some of the things that I've talked about when it came to things like homosexual, interracial relationships. I want to use this premise to help you see how things are seen differently when you start seeing things holistic. You can't just look at one side of the coin and then, you know, take offense of that. We have everything is about the balance of opposites. And one of the ultimate balances is from the personal level to the collective level. Or the individual, or the physical to the spiritual. The individual to the collective path of operation. That means on a personal half, you have the right to choose to love who you love. I have family members, the relationship, and I love them unconditionally. It is not my job to sit in judgment. It's not our job to sit in judgment of anyone, because we all have things that someone else might see and have fault with in us. So we can't sit around here judging each other. That is not for us to do. That's not our role to do. That's between each individual and their spirit. But you have a personal right to love who you love. I love my family, no matter what type of relationship they want to be in. I love them unconditionally. But because I love them unconditionally, personally, doesn't give me the right to enforce that on everyone else to feel the way I feel collectively. There's a difference between personal and collective. They're opposites, but they have to work together. They have to work in harmony. They have to work in balance. So I have the individual right to make my personal choice and decisions. However, I have to be able to harmonize collectively with others who may not hold that same personal value. We all have to do that for each other. So it's a difference. If you're looking at things holistically, you have to see both sides of the coin. What's personal versus what works collectively versus what works for you individually. All about the balance. We're the individual vessels. And right now, there's an evolution. There's an expansion of this creative process. That means we're all able to bring our unique purposes to the table. I have gay clients, gay family members, you know, interracial couples in my family, and I'm not judging them for that. So you can stop calling me homophobic. Do that. I'm describing the personal half versus the collective. When we go into the collective half, then we're going to follow the systems. Dang, I don't know why that's flashing like that. The systems. Now we're going to deal in the collective. Now it's going to be about what works for a larger purpose. What works for the overall. And then we'll get into spiritual principles. That means there's formula for spiritual energy, for activating spiritual energy. And that works through yin and yang. The balance of opposites is the ultimate formula in the creative process. What is nature? What is natural? We're going to do collectively in the cycle of natural. What's natural? What's nature? Comes through the creative process. I don't know why the light is blinking. I'm not seeing it blinking here, but it is what it is. And that's what we have to do now. We have to start accepting what is. And we've had a chance to now decide what values, what creative purpose we want to contribute, we want to bring to the table.
tried, we've been through. I'd never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was learning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
There was an old lady sitting under a tree. She called me over and she said to me, my days left here may not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
mm-hmm. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on a string just cause their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean. Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
Be a cook in the kitchen, a lady in the street. You can't show your teeth to every guy you meet. It's alright to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain.
No pain.
Oh, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
See, you can't give up, the times get hard. It's just that old devil trying to keep us apart.
Enhance your mind. recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, royalty, royalty, royalty to you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in again to another Motivational Classroom. I'm your host, Buddha 7 Oracle. Most may know me as Keithan Boyd. Cosmic alignment, right? Cosmic alignment is what I got from Sister Mara. From that, that was halfway through, you guys. Please refresh the page on Blog Talk. If you're listening through Blog Talk, please refresh the page and catch Black Magic TV. Black Magic 363. I don't know why. Maybe he's going to be on TV soon. That's what that is. My brother Rich, you're going to be on TV soon, bro. All right, so he's already Brother Rich is awesome, you guys. Please, please, please go and subscribe to the content of that channel. It's Black Magic. Magic is spelled M-A-G-I. Hold on, let me go to it so I can just tell y'all right. All right, so Black Magic. Magic is spelled M-A-G-I-K 363. All right, and I'll put it in the show notes, guys. So refresh the Blog Talk page. It's in the show notes. You can click the YouTube link, go straight directly to this particular lecture that I use. Sister Mara is great. Find her. She has a website. Go to the YouTube. I believe her website is going to be listed there. But type in her name on YouTube, guys. I mean, she's a beast when it comes to astrology. All right. I also see that I have a caller. Join me every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. You know I'm here every weekend, guys. I will open the lines to take callers again this season. So I had to cut the show short today. I came on a little earlier. So I'm going to be back on tomorrow. Tomorrow's podcast is going to be Bobby Hemmett, What If God Was the Devil? You know what I mean? And that's going to be part three, all right, to that. If you just now tuned in, you can go back and listen to some of the podcasts that I did here recently with Bobby Hemmett. This is part three, all right? So it's going to be part three. Going to close that out. I believe that's going to be the end of that. It was a six-hour lecture, but I believe it's going to be enough time frame. I've set aside 3 hours tomorrow to conclude that. So please join me again every weekend. During the week, I have Royal Rising information, and those are pop-ups. It's not a setting consistency on when I'll pop up during the week, but I will pop up randomly during the week and do the Royal Rising information. You know, it's as we royal rise and start our day. You know what I mean? What information to feed our souls? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do here. Eddie Hansen Awareness Radio. All right, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And, go to the YouTube link to, if you want to right now, if you want to finish the rest of it, click the YouTube link. Go ahead and finish the rest of it. It's like an hour in. You can go ahead and go an hour into it. And that's kind of where we left off. So we left off at 1:12:34. So an hour and 12 minutes and 34 seconds if you want to go and pick up right where we left off. But I'm going to go ahead and finish that as a part two at a later time, probably next Saturday. All right, guys, cosmic alignment, you know, is going to be pretty much your heart. Is your heart light as a feather or is it heavy? If it's heavy, you guys, that's okay. You know, if it's heavy, what are you going to do to attempt to rewrite your karma or attempt to, you know, what good are you, how are you going to give back? You know, if you're one of those people in the world who's been a taker and all that, you know, it's redemption time. You know what I'm saying? And it's all going to be on you. Like I said, you know, you can't lie to energy. You can't buy energy, okay? So, it's going to be all up to us, really. You know, it's not just you. It's just us, you know, we, us. So how you react to the cosmic alignment will be the catalyst to the destiny and direction in which you are to go forth. All right, guys, till next time, Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed. Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite, they never write, that's not polite. Am I lying? No, you're quite right. Well, tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So, cheerio, yell, scream, bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Rick and I'm rocking the house, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no doubt.
delaying. Bust a move, we show and prove. Hey yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
I'm a dumb, 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 I'